The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
It's been a fun pre-show conversation.
Oh my goodness. Doing? Yeah, tell me about it. And it just you know what? It feels like we haven't done a show in like 500 years.
A decade,
yeah. I'm like, Jesus, this, like, it's been like forever. And it's really only been like, what, a week? 2 weeks? There you go. Anyway, hi everyone. This is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 203 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Thursday, February 13th, 2020. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook.com/ The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website www.shyampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And
damn
now,
it.
Joe and Anthony damn get it. Cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Oh boy, I love the TP segment.
The TP segment. Thank you, Betty. That was just absolutely wonderful.
You got it, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Betty sounded a little
wow.
different.
Yes, she did.
Betty, are you feeling okay tonight?
You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh, wow, Betty, really? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just absolutely.
Hey, you know, new robots cost. So.
And there's still 30 payments left.
Oh. So how was your 10-year decade?
My 10-year decade thing. It's all right. It's doing all right. It's getting warm out. It's getting hot here, actually. I've been spending a lot of time outside lately. And it's been in the 80s. It's literally been in the 80s, and it's actually been humid. Like earlier this week, like Tuesday and Wednesday was like super like moist, humidish moist. Outside. Moist, humidish outside. Moist. So,
well, guess what? Is it still Taco Thursday?
No, because you know, I actually wound up eating somewhere else with some coworkers today. So I had wings and tater tots and some
Ooh.
Calamari. Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
It was all very fried. It was all very wonderfully fried. It was boneless wings, too. So basically, it was chicken nuggets.
So, okay, folks, Ezel's in the chat room, and he's saying, hey, my audio is freaking out, and I don't know what that means.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we may type Ezel. There are issues with the stream right now, unfortunately. So live broadcast might be a little choppy if you're listening in.
I'm typing some messages inside of the text message window, which you too can find if you go to shyampa.org and you can chat with us too. That's shyampa.org. And yes, it is Thursday, and no, you cannot get coronavirus by drinking a corona.
Okay, well, that's
now
good.
Called COVID-19.
What is it called? Cora 19?
COVID-19.
Instead of just the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Have we all become that butthurt over the coronavirus that we, you know, now it's, oh my God, it offends my favorite beers, and now we're going to call it the C16 virus. Or whatever you're calling it. Excuse me while I apply eye drops in my itchy eyes.
Oh, you got itchy eye disease. Actually, I have itchy eye disease, too. But lately, my eyes have been seemingly pretty moist.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, today, I was outside a lot today, and that kind of...
Oh, and you're experiencing allergic conditions.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Chicago, we are experiencing far from that. It's cold.
Yeah, I know, we're going to get your weather later, but yeah, you guys have been dealing with some snow lately, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been kind of a weird heavy snow, but we'll get into that a little later.
Oh, definitely, absolutely.
Yay, so. I just peeled the label off my lighter.
Sweet. Well, we got about another minute and 45 seconds, so we have to get to the weed corner.
Well, do we have a voicemail indicator?
You know, there is a voicemail, but it's on the wrong phone, and I can't transfer it over right now
because
we're doing this. So we'll have to get to the voicemail.
Well, later on, you can give us the call on our phone lines at 813-327-8566.
Yes.
Our chat room is open, too, at chatroom.org.
Yes.
So what you got for us in the weed corner, Anthony?
All right. Well, the weed corner, and yeah, the website even seems to be acting a little funky tonight. So we're sorry, folks. If you're listening live, things are going to be a little wonky. We apologize. If it's too bad, the recast is, we're recording it in the studio, so if you just want to wait till the recast comes out at 9:30 tonight, Eastern Time, you can go ahead and catch the whole show. You can also call in, because when you're on hold, you hear us, and we'll talk to you and make you part of the program. So anyway, so we're going to get to my weed corner here. Colorado State is in the news for our first weed corner story. This comes from High Times. Last Friday, the Colorado State University campus got the state government's go-ahead for a cannabis chemistry bachelor's degree program. So you can go get your degree in cannabis chemistry. The school, however, is adamant that the establishment of the degree does not mean that they are weed industry boosters. Of course, why not, you know?
Boosters,
right? I'm like, you're a college. You're just teaching a weed class. I mean, they teach criminology and other things. It doesn't mean you're a booster of it. Colorado State is not the first institution, though, of higher learning that has recognized degree opportunities within the cannabis industry. In 2017, Northern Michigan University announced the creation of a medicinal plant chemistry degree whose course matter largely focuses on cannabis.
Hmm.
Virginia is in the news as well when it comes to marijuana's. This again also comes from High Times. The Virginia House of Delegates passed HB 972, which seeks to effectively treat simple marijuana possession like a parking ticket. Anyone busted for simple possession of pot would only be subject to a civil penalty carrying a maximum fine of $50. HB 972 would also ensure that such a civil penalty would not go on an individual's criminal record. And that's it for your weed corner.
Wow.
Off
so,
to you, Joe.
Yeah, Ezel's having some hard times tonight. I'm really sorry, Ezel.
I'm sorry, Ezel. I know. We know the server's giving us issues, Ezel.
Well, he says he has no audio.
No audio.
Yes. Let me see what happens. And this is going to possibly be a situation.
No, it looks like one of the streams is having a hard time maintaining a connection to the server.
Let's see what happens when I try to go to the server. Okay, come on, let's go. Come on, internet.
The low band server is functioning, but the high band server is not functioning. Apparently, I can't seem to connect the
stream.
Yeah,
I'm getting nothing on the website actually.
Yeah, we would have to.
Dead, Jim. It's dead.
Yeah, unfortunately,
but we still got a show.
We still got a show and recording.
It'll be up at 8.
Yeah, just so, throw that in the chat room and let them know. And
speaking of things that are like crazy and not working, yeah, he'll spend the time token. You do that, Evil. Anyways, I wanted to talk about something that I've been doing, two things, and that is no coffee.
No coffee.
And no Facebook.
No Facebook.
Yeah. For the past 3 weeks. It'll actually be, it'll be 3 weeks because I deactivated on a Thursday night.
Okay.
And no coffee.
No coffee.
I've had decaf coffee and I've had green tea.
Okay.
But no, like, pure coffee. Huh. Just because I've wanted to eliminate caffeine and see how it would affect my everyday anxiety.
And how is that going? And,
yeah, I got to tell you something. It's been really nice not having that everyday anxiety.
Wow.
For me, when I wake up in the morning, it is as if though I've already had a cup.
Huh. Okay. Okay.
And my schedule is changing in a little bit. I'm going to be working Wednesday evenings. And so Wednesday during the day, I need to kind of figure out what to do. And it's like, you know, I wake up at 5, 4, whatever, just like I normally do. And it's like, ugh, you know, it's like I'm pumped. I'm ready to go. But come on, let's do something. And I can't. So I got to figure that out. And I got to figure out a way to be able to kind of maybe sleep in. So maybe like Tuesday nights, stay up late, like maybe stay up until 11 o'clock at least. This way I can wake up at 7, and that's a little bit better. I can kind of equalize out the time, but I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I've been up since 5 this morning. I'm ready to fall asleep.
Let me tell you. the no Facebook thing is another story. That is a different kind of anxiety. The coffee was more of a stomach-based anxiety.
Yeah, so tell me. Yeah, the Facebook thing.
But the Facebook thing has been wonderful. I don't feel the need to constantly check my phone for stupid Facebook. And I'm not trying to say that the people that are on there are anything but themselves. And that for good, for bad, for better, for worse, whatever. You know, that's that. But I needed to be off of it because it just was not something that was healthy for me to be doing constantly.
So does that mean that no one's managing our social media pages?
Exactly.
Okay. That's not good. We'll have to figure that out. All right. Wow.
So that's why we need probably a separate like dummy Facebook account to manage. But anyways... No, I've needed this, though. I've needed to be
I totally understand.
Unfortunately, there's no other way to... Well, Betty, you know, I could log in.
You could use Betty. Just don't browse Facebook as Betty. Just do the pages, Betty.
Yeah.
That's your best bet.
Well, I would have strict... I would only... See, that's the thing, though. I would... If I don't have the Facebook app installed...
Yeah, you just do it all from the computer. That way you can limit yourself how much exposure you give yourself on Facebook.
See, that...
You still think you can't trust yourself?
Nope.
So we're going to lose our online presence.
The only way I can do it is if I was to log in to just the Facebook pages manager. Because on that, the only thing you can do is see your own page.
That's true. Well, then, yeah, then try that. See if that works.
Yeah, but that means, though, that I don't have access to any of those groups or any of those other outside posting capabilities, except through Instagram.
I see.
Can post from Instagram. But you know what? I know it's cutting into my news time, I'm sure. Something's going on.
No, actually we don't start your news for another 5 minutes and 45 seconds. We got plenty of time.
So I just got to say, I've been so just... When it comes to this side of things, just really lazy.
I see.
I just haven't found an impetus, and I don't know how to feel about that. I don't.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Well... It's difficult.
But I'm glad
sometimes.
That we're here tonight.
We've made it here somehow.
Yeah.
We've been able to work together, even though this stupid fucking server is giving us fucking problems tonight.
I know. It's Chernobyl meltdown. Full moon interference.
I know. Jesus Christ. What the fuck? I got to call our provider. Like, why the hell are my VMs doing this shit? They shouldn't be doing this shit.
But so I think we got a word of the show.
We got a word of the show? What is our word of the show?
Well, last week, our word of the show was adjudicate, whose definition is to make an official decision or judgment. And now, our word of the show this week is obloquy.
Okay.
And obloquy means a strongly condemnatory utterance, abusive language. For example, the manager walked quickly back to the dugout as insults and obloquy rained down from the stand.
Ah, see, there you go. Yeah?
And I think Roger has something to say somewhere in here.
All right, go ahead, Roger.
Oh, wait.
No, that's not Roger. That's the that's wow. Your strange Knurbel wagon.
The other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip and croissants for you. This is the National
Wait
Day
a
moment
minute.
For today. Well, it won't be today.
No.
What's going on?
No. No, we gotta fix that. Yeah, something's wrong here. Something's wrong. Hold on, folks. We're gonna make this right, because if it's not right, then what's the point? Wait, did that take effect? Yeah, this is such a freaking nightmare of a production. It truly is.
This is what happens.
Wow. Hello. It's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, if you didn't know it. And if you did, well, pip and croissants for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Thursday, February 13th, 2020, and it is National Giving Hearts Day -2nd Thursday in February, National Breakup with Your Carrier Day, National Cheddar Day, National Tortellini Day. Wow.
Wow.
Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lead that causes Anthony to push a blinky tortellini that stimulates a rather whimsical spinning cheddar wheel, I think. Yes. No. Fart. Please don't feed me cheese. Anyway, take it away, guys.
Ooh. Thanks, Betty. Before we get to
what?
Thanks, Roger. Tonight I'm enjoying the new tortellini cheddarari flavor from Paul and Stan's ice cream, available exclusively at your local neighborhood dollar miscellaneous store, where a dollar will buy you miscellaneous stuff. And now, Joe, go ahead and give that wheel a spin.
I love spinning that tortellini.
Spin that tortellini wheel. Oh, you really got the tortellini wheel. Take cover. Just have the roof fixed again. All right. These are all crazy Florida news stories tonight. My time and functionality in editing was very bad this week, so we kind of threw a bunch of shit together. Our random news story comes from Click Orlando and tells us about a woman who decided to use her baby as a scapegoat. James, 44, was stopped by authorities for speeding and was found to be driving without a valid license, according to the arrest report from the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. Shortly after, Jesse, 36, arrived with a child when she heard that he had been pulled over near her residence, and it was then when the deputies saw James hand something to Jesse. The age of the child was not released, but the deputy approached Jesse and said he saw a cut straw and a small green plastic baggie hidden in the child's diaper. Both the straw and the baggie tested positive for methamphetamines. Yeah, gotta love it. Officials said Jesse admitted to collecting the items and concealing them. Deputies said she also admitted to knowing James did not have a license, which is why she walked to the traffic stop to retrieve the keys in case the vehicle was towed. The report did not state how Jesse knew James had been pulled over. Jesse is facing a felony charge of child neglect without great bodily harm and a misdemeanor charge for possession of drug paraphernalia equipment with residue, while James is charged with a misdemeanor of driving with a suspended license with knowledge, according to the report. And back to you, Betty.
Oh, Betty, where are you?
Where are you, Betty? Betty Hex.
Betty here. Check these out and more that we recast on Chimba
Betty
Radio.
Betty here. Check the these out and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains Podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results.
We're having disastrous
results.
Be sure
results. To visit chimba.org right? for our complete broadcast
I really
schedule
feel like
and social
just, like,
media.
Flown off the rails tonight.
Want to be on the show? Call us at 813-327-8566.
Living by a prayer, hanging by a thread, or something.
And now, for Joe's weather and news. Back to you, Joe. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Ooh. Thank you, Betty. And before we get to the news, first for our very own Tip Skipper, it's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway Airport. And unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy at 13 degrees.
Yeek! Is it really 13 degrees there? Ooh.
13 degrees.
Wow.
The dew point is 1 degree.
Ooh.
And because that's so low,
so
it gives us a wind chill of -3.
How low can you go?
It's supposed to get down to -15.
Jesus. Ooh. Wow. And we're sweating to the oldies here in Florida.
Yeah. We're having mini ice age.
Wow.
Anyways, the humidity is at 59%. And winds are howling out of the west at 15 miles per hour and gusting to 15 million miles per hour. But for you pilot types, the visibility is still 10 miles.
10 miles? Tonight, if you could get in the sky with that wind gust.
Well,
talk about wind shear. Jesus. Never get the fucking plane off the ground.
Well, tailwind, man. Can you imagine?
Tailwind. You'd never be able to land the plane. You'd never be able to stop it. You'd land on the runway at like 500 miles an hour.
Well, anyways.
Anyway, go on.
Expect mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 3 and wolf poops.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. Wolf poop season. The wind chill values are going to be low as -10, and oh boy, howdy good.
Wow. That sounds
Friday,
horrible.
I know. Friday, high of near 18, wind chill values as low as -12. Saturday, a 40% chance of snow afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 33. Super gusty day in store, so be cautious and hold on. You're going to get carried away. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 37. Monday, snow likely before 8 a.m. Then snow, blah, 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 likely between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. Then blah. Tuesday, a chance of rain and snow. Cloudy with a high near 39. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 29. And that's your Chicago weather. Blah.
Blah.
And now it's time for the news.
Blah. I still didn't have your news thing. I'm sorry. No news bump for you.
No news bump again. Oh, boy.
That's because I never changed the playlist.
Oh.
Wait, I think I have it in random mode, too. Jesus, like, we never did this show. How many fucking... This is episode, like, what, 203? And we are so discombobulated tonight. Oh, it's the exploding
kitty. Well, I think that's how people... Yeah. Yeah, it's a Chernobyl meltdown once again. And it's end times with an Well, that's not how they feel at this KFC branch. They've been plagued by so much violence that the staff has to serve customers through chicken wire fence to protect themselves.
Isn't that irony? Yeah, serving chicken through chicken wire.
Giant's restaurant in Chelmsley, Birmingham, ooh, has been blighted by violent incidences, with fights regularly breaking out and a woman even vaulting the counter to assault an employee. Bosses have now opted to install vertical metal bars along the serving counter.
Over chicken? This is over chicken.
Five strips of chicken wire style fencing running between customers and staff. So it's a little bit of interior decorating.
Yeah, right.
Management made the move following a series of serious incidents in the KFC branch over the past year. On a separate occasion, a 16-year-old boy was badly assaulted in the store when he tried to intervene in an argument involving a girl in October. So, it just got stupid, and they needed to do this.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
We've had a few problems, this one staff member, and it's just, it's a fight for our safety. Other residents reacted on social media with some guy named Graham saying, "We are now living in a violent society where there is no respect for anything and anybody." And Debbie put on Facebook, "Don't blame them. I saw a really nasty safety situation for the staff." And Dan said,
"It's the roughest KFC in and around Broome, without doubt. Seen loads of trouble in there."
But Yahoo News has contacted KFC for comment, and so far there has been none. Let's go to the next story.
All right, hold on. Let me advance the track here.
And now,
oh, there's the news. apparently, it got stuck somewhere in between. That happens sometimes. It really does. Oh boy!
So, I'm always interested in these Guinness World Records things. I really should own one of their books somehow. I don't know. I should just go. Anyways,
can't you just look it all up online?
You could, I suppose, but it's nice having a book. Anyways, a team of bakers in India broke Guinness World Record with a cake measuring 17,388 feet long.
Wow.
More than 3 miles. I could just see myself sitting along eating. Hi!
Sat down on one end and worked your way all the way to the other end of the buffet.
Oh,
yeah.
Double chocolate. Caramel, just throw it all in there somehow.
But I guess the question is it a good cake or not? I mean, Indian cake might be disgusting. I don't know. I've never had cake from India or an India styled cake. I mean, is it American cake style? Is it an Indian cake style?
It's Asian cake style, so it's gonna probably be a little more. A little less sweet, most likely.
Oh, yeah. Well, my cake division. Look at that. Wow, we're actually almost running out of time now.
I got that stupid dwarf thing over here trying to talk about his Fiddle McGinty, so let's do it.
Dwarf thing. All right, let's get some Fiddle McGinty action going here.
Ooh, Fiddles McGinty! Fiddles, what a lucky time McGinty for someone! I left one knee heart to another. Well, maybe you and I wouldn't have done it, but kudos to the guy that did.
You sound more Indian than you sound Fiddles McGinty-ish there. I think that voice would have been better for the previous story, because kind of like we're sounding like, how can I help you? We made a big cake. It's Fiddles McGinty.
A Michigan man who noticed something amiss about the couch he bought from a thrift store found more than $40,000 stashed inside a cushion.
Oh, shit.
Howard Kirby said he bought the couch from the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Owosso and used it in his man cave for a few weeks before deciding to investigate why the foot cushion was unusually firm. Howard's daughter-in-law opened up the cushion and discovered bundles of cash totaling $43,170. Kirby said a lawyer told him he would be within his rights to keep the cash, but he decided to contact the store to see if he could identify the couch's original owner. The money was presented Thursday to some lady whose recently deceased grandfather was the original owner of the furniture. She said her family had no idea he had such a large amount of cash stashed away like that. Someone said the story has almost a very different ending. Her family had considered burning the couch if they couldn't find a thrift store to accept it.
Oh, boy.
Fiddler's McGinty. And that's a wrap on your Joe's news source by the lovable Chip Skipper.
Yeah.
And his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern
disjointed,
fried collision?
Right.
We are totally off the rails tonight. Collision-free, GMO-free experience? Then call us at 813-327-8566 as I kind of twirl my mouse around in the air. This week on This Way Out, Dragon Comic Divas revive Women Behind Bars. A gay conductor composes gay history. And in the news, Tanzania denies AIDS healthcare in its anti-queer crackdown. A pride ban turns Mumbai. It's Mumbai Pride. Wow. From party to protest, while Martina leads thousands at Melbourne Pride, Virginia values rights while Iowa and Florida dodge anti-trans bills. Oh, God, this is a long copy. Banyard Rustin gets a California pardon and Pete Buttigieg acknowledges his role model status. Yeah, whatever. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, now on Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes to give you some more obloquy. Is it obloquy? It's obloquy,
yes,
right?
Obloquy.
Oh, I pronounced obloquy. It right. How about that? Isn't that amazing? All right, let me find the damn card here.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 465 memory telephone, now only $49.99. That's a great low price on a great AT&T phone with the features you want, like 32-number memory speed dialing, line and use indicator, and lighted dial buttons. So get to Sears for the AT&T 465 memory telephone, now at the fantastic price of only $49.99. Check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Tonight, make dinner special.
There's something exciting, something delighting, something to make it special. So pass tonight. Bright crowns of bright, vegetable sight. So top with dinner, always a winner. So top delicious with all your dishes. They'll love it each and every bite. Make dinner time more special. So top tonight.
Stovetop stuffing.
It's happening all around the house, right about now.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I know my family, and when they'd like a snack, they'd like a Triscuit wafer.
Great with cheese.
Or with a dip.
Neat with jam.
Or just by themselves. And they really are good. Triscuit wafers, they're made from 100% natural whole wheat, and that's good too.
A Triscuit, baked only by Nabisco.
You are listening to Cheyampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the first city to mint its own gold coins was Florence, Italy in 1252? Did you know that the first aluminum drink can was introduced in 1964? And did you know that the first drug that was sold as a water-soluble tablet was aspirin in 1900? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Please wait, please wait. Opening special socket. Please wait, please wait. Creating memo entry data form. Subject. New dietary restrictions require updated diet. New line, new line. Hashtag hash browns, yummy. Please wait, please wait. Oopsie, hashtag hash browns are no longer available. Damn. Please wait, please wait. Alert, alert. New treat available, hashtag gluten-free, hashtag non-GMO, hashtag sugar-free, hashtag dairy-free, hashtag imitation soy plastic, hashtag easy out pellet, hashtag treat. Now that's the part I like, easy out pellet. Some of these new dietary foods require extrusion robot extrusion extension 3.2, which I have not been equipped with. Going forward, all food supplements must come from hashtag treat. Please do not exceed 100 easy out pellets a day, or you will suffer. Hashtag poop de-loop errors. End of memo, closing special socket. Ba-whoop, ba-weep. My butthole is dangling due to Roger intrusion error sequence. Basic command line terminated. Ethical chickens. Parvu Valens. I'm an expensive bitch. You better treat me right. Ethical chickpeas. My butthole don't buzz for the treat.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Welcome back. Roger here. Yay. Thank God it's Monday, because up next is Anthony's crazy Florida news.
Not Monday.
Today is National Safe Day, National Cheese Day.
Wait, what?
National Cognac Day.
What?
National Old Maids Day. Well, you dubiously safe.
Just taking away the level, Anthony.
Oh, boy. Let me find the cards here. Wow. Wow. Thanks,
That's
Roger.
Weird.
It's all falling apart tonight, man. It's the full moon.
I saw what happened here. I think Roger is apologizing.
Wow. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast. And
glad it's today, too.
Wow. Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and or beverages, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger. Okay.
You're welcome, Anthony.
There we go. All right. Let me restart this cart. Hold on. All right. Before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Cheyampa weather from Tampa Bay International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 73 degrees. The humidity is 90%. 90%. The dude, 90% humidity. It's only 73 degrees, but it feels like a swimming pool outside with the 90% humidity. The dew point is 70 degrees, so 70 degrees is your dew point. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous. And the visibility is 8 miles. Tonight, Thursday night, we can expect a 30% chance of showers after 4 in the morning. Areas of fog after 1 in the morning. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 66. On Friday, a 30% chance of showers before 10 in the morning, then partly sunny with a high near 75. Friday night, we are looking at partly cloudy skies with a low around 55. On to your weekend on Saturday, we'll be seeing mostly sunny skies with a high near 76. And on Sunday, your weekend planner, mostly sunny with a high near 78. And on President's Day, most people have the day off. I don't know about you, Joe, but I have the day off.
I don't.
All right, you don't. Mostly sunny with a high near 80, light and variable winds becoming southeast around 6 miles an hour. And that's it for your Cheyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Now it's time for some crazy Florida news.
Crazy Florida news!
I gotta open the news script first. All right, let's see. Hang on, I was getting some textual messages. Who's messaging me?
It's not me.
No, it's not you. It's...
Is it Ezeal?
No, it's my friend Brian.
Oh. Is Brian listening to the show?
No.
Are you listening to the show? I hope you are. Tune in on a recast because
yes, the
live
recast.
Show is being disrupted by forces that are powerful than we are.
And if you're not, and if you're listening, you won't be listening to us live anyway because there's no one listening to us live right now because we have totally like gone off the rails, which is fine because most of our listenerships are recast anyway.
Yeah.
Anywho. Action News Channel 7 in Jacksonville has our first Crazy Florida news story of the night about a teacher that needed a little pick-me-up in the middle of the day. The CCSO, some county sheriff's office, said Valerie contacted an undercover narcotics officer and tried to set up a deal to buy an 8-ball of methamphetamine while she was at a Jacksonville Heights elementary school, teaching first grade. Valerie talked to undercover officials and confidential informants with the CCSO in an attempt to set up the deal. She requested that the meth be delivered to her at the school, according to a sergeant with the department. Police instead waited for Valerie to get off work at the school and met up with her to sell her 3.5 grams of methamphetamine. After the sale, they arrested her. She later admitted to using meth 10 times within the last 6 months. Valerie told an informant when her class started that she was be willing to say that she had an emergency phone call in order to leave the school grounds and use the meth. She said she would have returned to the school with the intent for the drug dealers to deliver the meth mouse poop to her boyfriend. Valerie was charged with possession of methamphetamine mouse poop. Moose poop everywhere I see. Valerie has been a teacher at the Jacksonville Heights Elementary School since the 2018-19 school year. She has not taught at any other school in the district. So we have probably not. You never know, though. You know, it is Florida. Our next crazy Florida news story of the night comes from ABC Action News Tampa Bay. Action News Tampa Bay. Action News. About a motorist that doesn't understand the concept of hiding in plain sight. A 63-year-old Florida man who stopped a sheriff's deputy to ask how to get to an auto parts store on Saturday night. Wow, that makes no sense whatsoever. All right, we're going to delete this, and we're going to... this. I don't know where this came from. All right. 63-year-old Juan was driving near Ocala when he flashed his headlights at a Marion County Sheriff's Deputy squad car. Deputy Calvin Batts pulled over, and Juan asked him for directions to the auto parts store. The report stated that the officer could smell alcohol and observed Juan's bloodshot and watery eyes. The deputy also noted that John was unsteady on his feet. Juan told the deputy that he had 2 shots of bourbon hours earlier. He also said that he was legally disabled but agreed to take a sobriety test. The deputy wrote that Juan had difficulty with the sobriety test, which he blamed on his disability. The officer wrote that he found a small bag with a powdery substance in Juan's shirt pocket that field tested for cocaine. Juan initially declined. Juan initially declined a breathalyzer test, telling the deputy that he didn't pull him over, that Juan pulled the deputy over. He later took the test, which registered his blood alcohol levels of 0.0137 and 0.0136. Let me go through this again. I didn't get the right let's see. Yes, registered blood alcohol levels of 0.137 and 0.136, which are higher than the 0.08 limit, which is considered legally impaired in the state of Florida. The arrest report said that the officer also found a bottle of whiskey in the car, a suave standpipe going on in the background, and that he was also traveling with a 15-year-old passenger. Juan remained in jail on Wednesday. His next court appearance is scheduled for March. A lawyer for Juan is not listed on jail records. I see we forgot to turn on the track repeat. And, you know, this track does not work at all for the news story. But, you know, as I said, my time was a little limited today, so we just kind of worked with what we had. Our final Florida news story of the night comes from CBS Channel 4 News. According to the police, Victor, 33, had met the man through a gay social app, Grindr, and knew from others that the unidentified man had dealt drugs. Victor told... I probably could have taken her. But, you know, this track does work for it. Victor told officers that he went to the man's apartment intending to make some money off of him. Television station WPTV reports that the men got into an argument at the apartment and Victor struck the man in the head, causing him to fall to the ground. Victor then grabbed a briefcase filled with methamphetamine and struck the victim again before running out the front door. I see. And this is from Grindr. Interesting. I should check the app out. Sounds exciting. The victim grabbed a knife and chased after Victor. Outside the apartment, Victor struck the victim with a bag of drugs and a gun fell out. A gun fell out. The man dropped the knife and fell to the ground. Victor grabbed the knife and stabbed the man who had grabbed the gun. Does that make any sense to you? Yeah. A minus B equals C plus D. Exactly. The man fired two shots as Victor drove away, hitting the windshield and driver's side of the window. Victor was charged with robbery and aggravated battery. Jail records show he remained in custody on Sunday. Shows he has no return. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. When I find the card, back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience.
Hi.
Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Plethora. Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
There you go.
You got it, Anthony.
Oh.
I'm pushing the button.
Bring interrupt this programming news. To bring breaking news from the
No, I don't want an update, Windows 10.
Fart.
Windows 10 wants to do an update right now. In the middle of my show. This is not cool. Breaking news. What the hell was I writing breaking news for? God damn it, I forgot.
Well,
I'm
on build 19564. Version 2004 of Windows 10.
I see. Well, I'm not really anyway.
But our episode tonight has been quite interesting.
Yes, that was the breaking news. This episode has gone off the rails. That is it for your breaking news.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program already in progress.
Oh my god, I saw him in the bathroom and it was just so huge. It was
wow, I've heard rumors, but hey, how's it going? Yeah. We've fallen off the tracks. Disjointed buttholes.
Wow. Disjointed buttholes. That's what our title was this week.
Yeah, so we won't have any callers because we have no live listeners right now.
I'm sorry about that, folks.
Yeah, sometimes the server gets wonky and we reboot it.
Yeah.
We don't pay for the most premium.
You know
plans,
what's even more so, sorry is that I'm saying sorry for listeners that we probably never would have had anyway.
Sorry. Yeah, you know, I mean, I know Ezel would have tuned in and but he's going to catch us in like 45 minutes on the recast. And Lee would have tuned in. So make sure you let Lee know to catch the recast. So we got to make sure we get that recast up quickly.
I'll make sure he pushes that big red triangle.
Push that red triangle.
Yep. So, you know, plethora discussion. If you hadn't noticed, it's what, Friday, Saturday, Monday? No, it's Thursday.
I think it's Thursday. Oh. It's Taco Thursday, and I didn't eat tacos. I'm very upset with myself. I have to eat tacos sometime soon, or I'm going
to
explode.
What are bungee jumping pigs?
Yeah, so I saw a video the other day of a pig in China. Well, it's China, and they had... There was this bungee jump. They had like this big bungee jump platform. It was like 20 stories or some shit. It was like it was ridiculous.
Oh wow.
And the inaugural jump, they used a pig, like a live pig, like a sow. They just did a sow on a bungee jump, and it had gathered some news at some point. I don't have a link in here or anything, and not like it matters, but yeah, so some Chinese theme park or something was kicking off some grand event by throwing a pig off of a bungee, like a 20-story or 15-story bungee tower. That did not go well for animal rights activists. They were very upset by that.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is not ASPCA approved.
No, it's not. Not at all. Not in any way, shape, or form. Are you actually Googling it?
No, I'm not Googling it.
You look like you were intently looking at something.
Well, I am going to somehow factor it into our show notes. Because it's quite an interesting, clever hashtag, I gotta say.
It is a clever hashtag, yeah.
And it's not a topic that you would normally want to discuss, but...
No, not normally, yeah.
You know, the topics today of discussion, man, I was listening to Roger's feed, and I don't know, I've been kind of going on and off about trying to change up his programming, because some of his stuff has gotten to be a little too much... this that I like.
Yeah.
But there was another piece of programming that came on from the same people that talked about this guy that, you know, does kind of want to say, hey, let's pull back a little bit from technology. Not all the way, but a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, let's take a step backwards in terms of how much media we're ingesting and how much we're doing on a daily basis that is... great for productivity, but it's not great for human connectivity.
That's true, because in some ways it actually disconnects us in a weird kind of nexus formula.
Yeah. Well, I know that now that I'm not on Facebook, for instance, though, there's like other people that, like, for instance, the Inept Villain, I see him on Instagram, I think, and if he pops into my other place of business. But yeah, I would see him on Facebook all the time. And I would see other people on Facebook all the time as well. And now I don't. But the thing is, and I mean no disrespect, but yeah. I don't miss the concept of going into this platform to read about things. I treat Instagram a little differently because it's really photos, and you really kind of have to dig a little deeper to see the comments, to see
the caption. True, because Instagram is just photos.
Right, and so you could just look at the photo and keep scrolling and without too much more interference. And so it's a different platform. And Twitter is also a different platform. It's also a faster scroll. And it's, I don't know, it's just like I don't feel addicted to it. I feel that maybe Facebook put money into some kind of color scheme that just draws you in and doesn't make you go away. Oh,
could be. Could be. Yeah, that's the 3-minute gong. That's the 3-minute gong to the ugly lights.
Is that the gong of ugly lights?
That's the pre-warning of ugly light. That's the ugly light pre-warning noise. Ugly light pre-warning noise.
And wow, you know, time goes fastly, man. I got to tell you.
It does. It just flies by.
And when I wait for my shift, that time goes so fast, it's disgusting. Whew.
Just like that.
Yeah. Whew. Just like that.
My phone is going crazy.
You're just messaging Center Universe.
I am, actually. It's
Is it personal or domestic?
It's my mother and it's Brian. So, you know, it's that. It's the whole... It's just that I gotta silence my phone. I gotta turn it off or something right now. I'm like, really? You just find the most inconvenient time to start messaging. You don't talk to me all day, and now is when we talk. Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So anyway. But
people should know that your life is busy between the hours of...
5 a.m. and 10 p.m. because a lot of times that's how it works out. sometimes that's how it works out. But
are you doing anything for Valentine's Day tomorrow?
No.
No?
No.
No school functionary where you're...
Tonight we were there was a dance. Other than that, No, not really doing anything tomorrow for Valentine's Day. And I'm fine with that. It's okay. I figure
maybe you meet new classmates that want to get together and, you know.
For Valentine's Day?
for a bar and just like celebrate the misery.
You know, surprisingly, I don't hang out with my classmates very much.
Okay.
You know, to be honest with you, I don't do many functions at school. It's like I go to class and I do my classes and I leave. They even have like this. It actually sounds really cool. It's like a cybersecurity club where they do capture the flag and blah blah blah, this, that, and everything else. And they actually they ranked pretty high, and it does sound exciting. But I'm just like, I guess I'm just not interested in getting into it with my classmates like that, you know? Yeah. And then really, I don't, aside from like maybe there's one person I chat with, one or two people I chat with from my classes. But other than that, I don't hang out with any of my classmates. After class, we all go home because it's fucking 10 o'clock at night. We're just ready for bed, you know? Yeah. So I think the school is doing something for Valentine's Day. I'm sure they are, but I don't even know what it is. I haven't paid attention, and I'm not. Tomorrow is a Friday, and that's good enough for me. So, hey, folks, it looks like the Ugly Lights are coming on, and the soundboard is on fire. So thanks for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
Yikes! I see it and I smell it over here in the Chicago studios. I think my thing's on fire too. It's catching. Anyways, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show here on Chiampa's Radio. Be sure to tune in on the weekend for the World Labor Hour. Saturdays at noon Eastern. Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. And a whole lot more. Visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule.
Which I still need to update. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. with Eastern every weekday and every time my damn phone goes off. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillain podcast Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. Classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, which is not so much Throwback Thursday anymore, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. That still happens. Visit Chiampa.org for our complete schedule.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming or with extra added FAQ procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Chiampa Radio. Yes, it's that easy. It's right. It's just what you should do. Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. You can also listen on the web. Just go to your favorite browser and type in chiampa.org.
.org.
And we have banter time.
We actually do have a little bit of banter time. We got 30 seconds left of this, and then we're going to have like 30 seconds of the Star Spangled Banner. We can stand up and play with our nipples and everything.
Does this mean we can do 59-59?
59-59?
Yeah, when we do our editing and the timing is 59-59?
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
It all depends on how it all comes together in the wash.
Whew, I feel very good. I'm going to get some good sleep tonight.
Oh, me too.
I'm going to dream of great shows and great future podcasts and millions of listeners trying to listen in on a server that's probably then really going to be on fire if that moves into it again. What would happen? Like, after 300, does it start to kick out? Or after 500? Or
I think the limit I have set is 1,000.
Oh, okay.
5,000, something like that. I don't know. Eventually, if we'll just get so overloaded, we'll just become all choppy and shit. But that's, you know, really...
That's sad.
Or people will just not be able to connect at some point. So... But, you know, it still doesn't want to connect, though. It's being really pissy tonight. Anyway, thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week sometime. Check out our blog, chiampa.org. Remember, folks, this did not get updated whatsoever. So just don't fuck things up. Have a good night, good week, and stay tuned for whatever the fuck's coming up next with a Z for Zipper.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a knee. Yay.
This show is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.